Dangerous wildfire conditions responsible for two new blazes that exploded in size early this morning in less than 24 hours. The Silverado fire has already burned more than 7,000 acres and is 0% contained. More now on our breaking news from earlier. Growing wildfires in Southern California now forcing more than 100,000 people from their homes. 100,000. One of those wildfires injuring two firefighters. And on top of that, powerful winds only fanning the flames even more. News Nation correspondent Nancy Liu live in Lake Forest, California, outside of Irvine, with the latest details. Nancy.
And Rob, firefighters essentially fighting fire with fire behind me. This is a controlled backburn mixed with the wildfire. You can see that it is windy. It's been no help for firefighters who've been dealing with two major wildfires here in eastern Orange County. Conditions have made the firefight extremely dangerous. Two firefighters critically injured this afternoon. Now, the Silverado fire broke out early this morning just before sunrise in the hills east of Irvine. As of this evening, it has charred over an 11 square mile area. Mandatory evacuations were ordered for the Orchard Hills neighborhood of Irvine and eventually many other areas, impacting more than 90,000 residents. That's after today's fierce Santa Ana wind spread the firefight to a new area to the north. The Blue Ridge fire is threatening homes in Yorba Linda. Two Orange County firefighters hospitalized after suffering critical burns while battling the flames on the ground. Now, air support was severely curtailed today due to sustained winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour and sporadic gusts, sometimes well over 70 miles per hour.
Anytime the winds are that bad where you can't fly, certainly that has an impact. Largely the firefighters in the air dropping retardant, dropping water. They're slowing that fire for the ground crews to do the things they need to do. Both the hand crews and the bulldozers and the firefighters on the end of those hose lines. So air attack's very important, but it's still the firefighters on the ground that put that fire out.
And we did see a number of air attacks, fire retardant put down before sundown. This firefight is ongoing. Both of these fires, the Blue Ridge and the Silverado, 0% containment, and these winds are still churning. We're live in Lake Forest, California. Nancy Liu, News Nation.
And Nancy, just really quickly, we know there have been so many fires, unfortunately, this season. We see you so close to those flames out there. What's the air quality like?
It is impactful. I mean, you see really huge, thick swaths of smoke in many areas, and then you'll see a big clearing. But yes, the air quality is impacted. It's very smoky in many areas, and it is obviously not a good air quality day here in Southern California.
So, Nancy, I know you're in the thick of it there. I'm not sure if you can answer this, but we hear 100,000 people evacuating or asked to evacuate. How much worse can it get? I mean, are there that many more people nearby there who might also have to be evacuated?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's only on the edge of Irvine and the edge of Yorba Linda. So if this situation does move into the neighborhoods, of course they're going to expand those evacuation zones. We went through some of the neighborhoods that were evacuated, and people have heeded the warnings. We're talking tens of thousands of people. So obviously this has just a major impact in this area of Orange County.
All right, Nancy.
Meantime, by the way, there are power outages, forced power outages. We're hearing 18,000 people have had their power cut off for safety reasons. Another 100,000 customers have been warned that they may also have their power cut off because of the high winds and the danger of more fires.
All right, Nancy Liu reporting live in Orange County, California. Dire situation out there. You can see the smoke and flames behind her.